Question was asked, may one pray in languages other than Hebrew? When we say that the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah, the men of the Great Assembly, instituted tefillah, a format for prayer, because people could not speak Hebrew well after the exile, the Galut Bavel, is that an indication that we should rather not pray in another language? That was the question that was asked. And so, I would like to maybe learn together a siman, a section in the Shulchan Aruch. I am reading from the Shulchan Aruch, Siman Kuf Aleph. This is, I'll call it section 101. 101. So the title is Shetzich Lechaven V'chol HaBrachot. You have to have intent in all the blessings you make. V'sheyachol Yitpalel V'chol Lashon. We just gave it away. The title is, we will discuss how you can actually pray in any language. So the first halacha is that when we stand Shmona Esrei, so we're standing in prayer, you're supposed to have intent every blessing you make. And if you see you're not going to make it through every blessing with intent, then at least you should have intent in the first blessing, what's called avot. Because if a person wasn't focused in that first blessing, so then really he should repeat his whole Shmona Esrei. And then the Rama interjects and says, nowadays we don't tell a person to repeat his Shmona Esrei, because chances are that if he wasn't focused the first time, he won't be focused the second time either. So we're not going to just tell him to go back again. So that's the Rama. Next point is, when we pray, so you're not supposed to think the prayer in your heart alone, but rather you're supposed to say the words with your lips. And ideally, you should even hear your own voice as you speak. No one else should be hearing you, but you should be just barely audible to yourself. And if a person can't focus without hearing himself, then he could speak a little bit more loudly, unless he's close to other people and he's going to distract them. If other people will hear you and you'll distract them, that you can't do. Now we come to our halakha. Yachol leitpalel bechol lashon sheyirtze. A person can pray in any language he wants, provided that he understands the language, and provided that vehani milei betzibur, that he is davening with the congregation. He's not davening alone. It's preferable to daven in Hebrew, and in Hebrew, even if you didn't understand what you were saying, it's a kosher prayer. If you're going to daven in French or Spanish or whatever language and you don't understand it, then your prayer doesn't count. But if you pray in Hebrew, even if you didn't understand it, it does count. Now, but you can only pray in a different language when you're with the congregation. Aval beyachid, but when you're alone in prayer, lo yitpalel ela bilshon hakodesh, a person shouldn't pray in any language other than Hebrew, because the Talmud says that when we pray, so then the angels, they speak on our behalf. So to speak, they say, God, please accept this person's prayer. Well, that only works if we pray in Hebrew. But if we pray in a different language, then they're not listening, they're not paying attention. So the Talmud says, don't, if you're standing alone, don't use a different language. If you're with the congregation, who needs angels? You're a congregation. As a congregation, your prayer counts and it gets wherever it has to, even without it. But if you're standing as a man alone who's praying, then it would be in your interest to have the angels speak on your behalf, so to speak, and say, Rabon Shom, could you listen? This guy is asking you something. Not that Hashem needs them to call his attention, but it's considered as though there's a greater push for your prayer to be accepted. Obviously, there's some deeper meaning to what's really going on here, right? Hashem knows I'm praying, before I pray, when I pray, after I pray. And the idea that angels help, that needs understanding what's really going on here. Now, some people say that this is only when you're asking for a specific thing. Someone has a relative who's ill, or something he needs in his own home. But when we speak about our regular Shmona Esrei, that you could say in any language. That's a second opinion in the Shulchan Aruch. And others say, you know what? When the Talmud said, don't speak in a different language, the Talmud said it only about Aramaic. The Talmud didn't say it about any other language. So there's a third opinion that says, even if you're asking for a relative who's sick or any personal need, the only language the Talmud was saying, don't talk in that language, is Aramaic. Because angels don't like Aramaic. So you're getting them upset at you? That's not the language. If you're going to stand in prayer in Aramaic, so you're annoying the angels. Bad idea. You want to, again, what does this mean? So there are interpretations that Aramaic was a corrupt language. That other languages were pure languages. You're talking to God, use a pure language. You're going to use a tainted language, a language that was corrupted, that's a corrupted form of Hebrew in certain senses. So then that's not the language you should be using in prayer. Again, if you're part of a congregation, you're standing in Shmonasra and Shul, that's fine. If you're on your own, so the Talmud only says it about Aramaic. Gilad, I'll get to you in a second. The Talmud says it about Aramaic. The commentaries have a disagreement. Does it mean only Aramaic? Does it mean any foreign language? But everyone agrees that in Shul, you're davening with the congregation, you could say it in any language. And then the discussion becomes, when you're on your own, can you say any language but Aramaic? Can you say any language so long as you're not asking a personal request? So long as it's a general Shmona Esrei. So there's a lot to rely on if necessary. Now, let's take back a step. The essence of prayer is you're talking to Hashem. Okay? We spoke about the technical details, but let's get back to the idea of what's going on here. There's a biblical mitzvah to connect. Of course Hashem understands. And any person can pray in any language, and that's fine. Again, if a person can pray in Hebrew, it's good to be concerned for these different opinions. When a person comes to Machon Meir, I usually recommend that people work in shifts. Initially, a person should get used to praying in a language they're comfortable, that they understand. If a person understands Hebrew, so they should start saying part of their Shmona Esrei in Hebrew. And as they move on, they'll be able to say more in Hebrew. A person doesn't have to be in shul an hour after everyone left. He misses breakfast, he's late for class, because he's breaking his teeth reading the Hebrew. So even though it's an ideal to get to reading the Hebrew, over time you'll get there. And it's healthy to begin in English, or whatever language you're comfortable in, so that way you understand the prayer, you live it, you're expressing yourself. Over time, you start shifting to saying more and more in Hebrew, till you reach the point where at least you'll say the whole Shmona Esrei in Hebrew. And then over time, you'll grow, and we're in this for the long haul, right? I mean, no one's here for 1 year. We're all going to work and continue growing over the next 10, 20 years. Over time, you'll get used to doing everything in Hebrew. That's the goal. But if a person's not familiar with all of it, so then they have to work gradually. If you're going to try to jump into it, a person might find themselves in prayer 6 hours a day. Right? In the morning till they finish all their Shmona Esrei and whatever. So we have to work a balance. Again, this is a generic an answer. Every person should work with their personal Rav to figure out what formula is right for them. Some people might be very comfortable in Hebrew. And then again, you have that preference. What I did the first years I was focusing on prayer is I would get a Hebrew-English Siddur. I got an art scroll. And I would read slowly. I knew Hebrew from the time I was a child, so that was easy for me. But I would look, I didn't understand it, no. It's good that I knew how to read it, but I didn't know what I was saying. Allah tzaddikim, Allah chassidim, what about them? Allah tzaddikim, Allah chassidim, what? What am I talking about, these righteous people? I don't know. So it's pretty frustrating. You know the words, but you're not sure what you're saying in prayer. So what I would do is I'd read through the English, and then I'd say the Hebrew. I'd read it as I was saying the Hebrew to help me get intent, to get focused, what I was doing. I also recommend that people should try to take anywhere between 2 and 5 minutes a day to learn tefillah. Try to stick it into your schedule your whole life. I personally try to do it. I like doing it while I'm waiting for the chazan to start chazarat hashatz. When I have these break times in tefillah, so then I switch siddur every year. Every year I try to switch to a new siddur, so I learn a new commentary on the siddur. So I very much like the OU siddur with Rav Soloveitchik's commentary. I stuck with that for years. I didn't want to give up on it. This year I finally gave up on it and I miss it. Beautiful, beautiful. You have so many beautiful thoughts from Rav Soloveitchik. So I was working with two Sidurim for the last 2-3 years. I kept Rav Soloveitchik's commentary, and I kept adding one. Every year I'd add one and leave that one on my stender. I'd work with both. I try to switch every year to learn a new commentary on Sidur. And I recommend it. That way the tefillah comes to life. You notice things you didn't notice before, and you find ways of expressing yourself. Remember, tefillah is really the expression of our soul. It's our connection to Hashem. So the more we study it and understand it, the more it can express us. You see, I'll tell you something I just discovered this year, in the last 2 weeks. Why do we say Shabbat Shalom? We say Shabbat Shalom because all week long we've all been busy. And now that Shabbat settles in and we have time to notice, you're sitting next to me. I'm getting elevated. I'm going to be in a new place now. It's Shabbat. I want to be at peace with you. I wanted to be at peace with you yesterday. I didn't have time to tell you that. Now that Shabbat is entering and we're all trying to get elevated with Shabbat, we start the Shabbat. Everyone wishes everyone else right after Tefillah. We tell everyone Shabbat Shalom. That's the idea we want as a community to get uplifted now that we have time. So that's a concept I saw in the Sidur I'm studying this year in my tefillah. Never saw that before. And so on. As you switch Sidurim every year, I've been doing this for 20 years now. So you get to learn stuff. It's very interesting. Tov.